Welcome to the Insights on Internships from Professor Jones podcast, or IOI for short. If you're a student studying hospitality and tourism management, and you have an internship or work experience requirement, this podcast is for you. That also includes those of you in event management, or MICE emphasis, as it's called in certain parts of the world. It's my objective to pass along the knowledge I've gained in nearly 50 years in the hospitality field. As an industry professional, I hired and managed interns. As a faculty member, I supervised students in their internships and oversaw internship courses. As an academic administrator, I developed curriculum that incorporated internships and work experience. So I've experienced every aspect of the process. Each episode will typically be less than 15 minutes long. The topics will cover the entire range from determining the type of internship you want, through the actual internship experience, and finally the reflection afterwards on what you've learned and how to connect it to your future career ambitions. The topic of this episode is finding an internship. The agenda will be to discuss resources, identify opportunities, cover the subject of rotations, and address the paid and unpaid dilemma again. So from a resources standpoint, the traditional ones that I'm going to assume most of your universities and schools will offer are things like a career services office, online job boards, either through the career office, or you can go to the more well-known ones that might post particular job opportunities which could lead to internships, past jobs where perhaps you've been working at a particular hotel or in a meeting, an event company, and now you want to do an internship there for a longer period of time, friends and family to be able to refer you, and fellow classmates who have worked for or done internships at other businesses. Now, I want to stretch you a little bit further in this podcast and go beyond some of the traditional resources. One of those I would add into this are career fairs. Now, if you're in a larger school, particularly university, they may have some dedicated career fairs just to hospitality, tourism, meeting, and events areas. And that's been the case in most of the universities that I work for. However, in a couple of cases, University of San Francisco and Singapore Institute of Technology, the career fair was for a larger audience, and it was just a section of that career fair that was dedicated to hospitality and tourism. That might also open avenues to other related businesses, too. Guest speakers are another great opportunity. You know, I can attest to the fact that in my recent experience at Cal Poly, I had one local general manager who was extremely enthusiastic and a younger guy that related to the students exceptionally well. And they came up to him afterwards looking for jobs, and he hired him. Now, several of them also did their internships there as well. Industry events is yet another one. Hotels, if your interest is there, there's most likely a local hotel association of some type or another. It's a hotel council in San Francisco, for example. In the meetings and events areas, perhaps there's a local chapter of Meeting Professionals International as one particular example. In Singapore, there was an organization called SASIOS, which represented the exhibitions as well as the meetings areas and was a broader encompassing aspect, and that was an excellent opportunity for students to attend their events and get to know them. And that's what I'm suggesting here as you're attending the luncheons or whatever activities they may have that they invite students to attend. Sales and marketing and revenue management side. The Hospitality Sales and Marketing Association International, HSMAI, has chapters in many places around the world, and that's a great opportunity to meet people in those areas in particular. Now, once you've done that, then you want to identify the opportunities. And when you think about typical avenues for internships, in a hotel, you might be thinking about the front desk, housekeeping, restaurants, and we'll talk more about how you might use those in a rotation aspect. But let's think about some of those non-typical ones. I had a student once who did her internship in the hotel engineering department. was fascinating for her and very interesting to learn what her experience was about. Another way to look at it is the suppliers to the industry. Software and technology companies like Oracle with their PMS property management systems or POS point of sale systems as another opportunity to perhaps interact with the hotel industry. Revenue management systems companies like Revenate and others are another opportunity there that might be a good place to find an internship. Another way to look at things, perhaps to see a different point of view on the other side, if you happen to be in the U.S. and you happen to be in a union city, the hotels are union under union contracts, is work in the union operations. I had a student do that. Work in their business office. Learned a lot about the other side of it. She was studying to be a manager, right? So she wasn't going to be a union member or a union employee, but she learned more about the other side of the table or the collective bargaining agreement, if you will. And some non-typical meeting and events related things could be even working in catering or event services in a hotel. I mean, that you're going to be working with people who do events, and it's a great way to learn that across a broad spectrum of different companies as opposed to one. Suppliers to events, such as tent companies, or another way would be perhaps AV companies and those that supply the technology for the events themselves. Now, I also want to cover rotations a bit here. I mentioned in a previous podcast that depending on the length of time that you're doing your internship, the availability of doing rotations will vary. But you want to find internships that give you multiple positions in one organization if you can. So the objective should be to do as many rotations as possible. So it could be in a three-month internship, you might only get two rotations. Let's say in a hotel, perhaps a front desk and housekeeping. They're interrelated. Spend a little time in each one. But you need to be able to experience and learn the interdependence between departments. That's a key element. How do they interact with each other within the organization? That's what you want to learn from a rotationship, no matter how long or even short that it might be. Now, the paid and unpaid dilemma, I've talked about that in a previous podcast, so I won't reiterate that here, but I want to address this from the internship perspective, was where I covered it in the first place, but now we're talking about it as what would help you the most. That's really what you're after here. If you feel that shadowing a manager and they're not able to pay you in some fashion or another, that's what you need to do in order to learn more about a new area you haven't done before, then go for it. Go for it. Obviously, you'd prefer to be paid, but if that's not the case, then don't let that be a deterrent. So in summary, I'd say, don't just think about typical internship positions. Those are great. Maybe you've even worked in some of those jobs, but explore a little bit further. If you have more than one opportunity to do an internship over the course of your studies, do it. Do as many as you can. It gives you a broader perspective, even different areas of the industry. So explore the whole realm of the industry and the process while you're doing this. Thanks for listening to this episode of my IOI podcast. If you heard something you liked, please share it with your fellow classmates. I'd also encourage you to forward it on to your faculty internship supervisor. Hey, you could even include your supervisor at your place of work. Enjoy your internship learning experience.